Good morning and welcome to Zion. This is one of my most favorite times of the year, and I want to extend especially a warm welcome to our visitors and to Brooks Gingrich and the Cantalinas from Canby High School. I hope that this worship today can be a space and a time that you're encouraged, that you're uplifted, that you're filled with peace as we begin this Advent season. We get to think and hear the stories and talk about Jesus' coming for a whole month every year. And we get to fill this space and our homes with wonderful stories, traditions, and music as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Our Christmas carols say the true message. The message is in the music, and I'm looking forward to the choir sharing with us what they have prepared. Let's take a moment to stand and greet one another and welcome one another to this space.
We gotta wait till Gene is all finished. And there goes Gene. Good morning, Gene. So you just proved you could stand up, right? So we're gonna do that again, and we're gonna be singing number 172. I don't stand up yet. I'm having a little fun with you. So there's six verses. We're gonna sing four of them. So the first verse we'll sing as written. Verse 3, the ladies will sing the verse, and then we'll all do the chorus, rejoice. You can sing along with the ladies if you can sing like a lady. And verse 5, it will be the men singing the verse, and then we'll all sing rejoice. And the last, verse 6, we'll do as written. Just one pitch, please. All right, let's stand up. instructions other than sing it with good spirit. And I need a pitch like this. Somebody's already humming the pitch. That's all right.
Please turn to number 620. We have another child that's special this season to welcome. Joel and Irina are here with Atticus. Would you please come forward as we sing the song? We have something for you.
Please take your bulletin and follow along with the call to worship. I will read the leader part. You will read the people part. In a world of war, famine, and disease, where children grow up as orphans, where families go hungry and entire regions face destruction by illness, God, we call upon you to come. In a world, in this season of Advent, we wait for the coming of hope into our world. We await the birth of the Christ child, the coming of God into our lives in a new way. Come, Messiah, come and save us. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, thank you for this season of waiting. You call us to prepare for a Savior. Help us to be alert to wait and watch, to be awake for the coming of your glory, to receive your presence in our lives. Send your Spirit upon us that we might be ready to open our hearts and live lives with gladness. Fill us with the joy of anticipation and make our waiting a sweet time of communion with you. Amen.
This morning we're going to begin a project that hopefully will continue through Advent. Some of you enjoyed doing the butterflies last year as part of Lent. So what we're going to do this time is we're going to create a mosaic to go around Mary and the Christ child, cover up all the black with pretty color. So the junior high group, that's your signal. They're moving. Here we go. They're going to be passing out small squares of paper and crayons, and I think there's some markers to everyone. And please spread these around. You can do one square. You can do five squares. I don't care. But once everyone participates and we put them all together, we'll see something new and beautiful, and that's the point of the exercise. So next Sunday, there'll be a table in the back with paper and crayon and markers you can bring to your seat yourself. We won't pass them out every Sunday. So please enjoy, and when you have them done, you can bring them to me at the end of the service in the back. I'll have a basket for you. Thanks.
Sawyer, would you please come forward for the lighting of the Advent candle, the candle of hope? We are a people of hope. Our hearts are full of anticipation for the coming of our beloved Christ child. For God is to be among us, and we will see a great light in the midst of our night, the candle of hope. Please take the song insert in your bulletin. We will sing together. Core of the Earth.
Child, how will I know? Another
another dawn, the sun before me, another day to buy the watch. I trust in God, and I am waiting. Days follow day. How will I know? The nights are cold. Brooks, please come up with Candelitas.
Hey guys, thanks for having us. Tomorrow night's the big one, the big show we're getting ready for, and this first song we're doing from Mozart features an awesome pianist who can't be with us today. She's in Montana for her grandpa's funeral, and you know, we're going to sing it anyway. It's a beautiful piece. It's from Mozart's Great Mass in C, and our soloist is Senior Garrett Sassy. Come watch it tomorrow night with 80 more voices, and yeah, enjoy.
Injustice, injustice, injustice.
We're going to do one of our most secular songs right now. It's a Scottish sea shanty. And honestly, we have no idea what this song is about, and that's part of why it's awesome. The words are, dance to your shadow, it's good to be living, lad. Dance to your shadow, there's nothing better near. And there are tunes in the river, otter pools in the river, water, and the river calls him. So, enjoy. This next piece I've always wanted to do. It's one of my favorite French carols from the 17th century. And the challenge is, with just meeting once or twice a week, can you memorize four verses of French? And not really. So what I decided to do was do one traditional verse at a solo and then arrange one in English. And listen carefully. May peace abide in every nation. Goodwill in all of every race. Praise to the Lord of all creation. And glory to God, the fount of grace. Our soloist is Caden Odom, Sr.
Thank you.
This is Jessica Beaver. She's a junior, and she'll be conducting our Renaissance piece. Enjoy. Going to introduce them all to you guys. Please just say your name, voice, and class if you'd like.
Hi, my name is Garrett Sassy, and I'm a senior.
My name is Kyle Nolden. I'm a bass and a senior.
Hi, my name is Chaz Kaiser. I'm a bass and a junior.
My name is Riley. I'm a senior, and I'm a tenor.
My name is Matthew Powell. I'm a junior, and I sing baritone.
My name is Tyler Newkirk. I'm a tenor one, and I'm a senior.
Trent Wakefield, baritone, senior.
Jedediah Lawrence Smith, tenor one, senior.
My name is Caden Odom. I'm a senior and I sing tenor two.
I'm Jonah Sheevy. I'm a senior and I'm a bass.
I'm Lincoln Bangs. I'm a senior and I'm also a tenor two.
I'm Kyler Boyd. I'm a senior and I'm a tenor one.
I'm Josiah Keene. I'm a junior and I sing baritone.
Jason McKeon. I'm a bass and a junior.
I'm Gary Needham, I sing bass, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ariana Gomez, I'm a senior, and I sing soprano one.
I'm Emma Gingrich, I'm a senior, and I sing soprano one.
I'm Cadence Moore, I'm an alto two, and I sing alto two, and I'm a junior.
I'm Paige Maxwell, I sing alto one, and I'm a senior.
I'm Kira Gepford, I sing mezzo, and I'm a senior.
I'm Jessica Beaver, I sing alto one, and I'm a junior.
I'm Jada Elder, I sing alto one, and I'm a senior.
I'm Annalie Fuller, I'm a mezzo, and I'm also a senior.
I'm Maggie Kylo, I sing alto one, and I'm a senior.
I'm Emma Rondo, I'm a senior, and I sing soprano.
I'm Sadie Thomas, I'm a senior, and I sing mezzo.
I'm Mally Welchel, and I'm a senior, and I'm an alto two.
I'm Maren Gingrich, I sing alto two, and I'm a senior.
This next piece we've decided to keep all year. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the poetry about comparing the tiger to the lamb, but you'll get a full dose of it in this next song. Super fun to sing. And I love just how it explores why would our Creator make something so graceful and beautiful in a lamb and then a tiger as well. So enjoy. It's a really fun piece.
Tiger.
Bogorodoce Dievo. Y'all got it? Bogorodoce Dievo. The next piece is by a Russian composer, Rachmaninoff, and sing in Russian. But the words, I think you should know something about, and you'll recognize them. Rejoice, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, for you have borne the Savior of our souls.
Thank you, guys. Again, we're on tomorrow night and Tuesday. The concerts are free this year, so come get a seat early if you can. And thank you for having us. We got one more spiritual. Our soloist is Senior Ali Welchel. Enjoy.
Thank you, Brooks and Canby High School Cantilenas. I have no words to express, but awe. Would our ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Let's pray together. Lord, we ask that you would accept these gifts that we offer. Use them and use us to reach into places where your goodness is not yet known. Make us joyful givers. Amen.
For those who are visiting with us today, maybe for the first time, along with family and singers, one of our pastors, Janet Gingrich, has been leading worship. I'm the other one here, Matthew Suara. And a warm welcome to all of you, the choir and your family and others, and to everyone here. We're beginning now a time of sharing and prayer, and I'm going to invite Charlie to come forward with some friends who will bring us some greetings and news from another part of our community with whom we're very glad to share this space and this time. Charlie?
As Matthew said, I'm Charlie Gingrich. I'm here on behalf of Bridging Cultures. It was a nonprofit organization that works in Canby, building relationships between the Anglo community and the Latino community. And I'd like to thank you so much. This church has been so supportive of our program. We started in 2000. Steve Massengila says 1999, but I think we began in this century. Anyway, I'm here to preach a sermon this morning. I'm glad all you showed up. No, I'm just kidding. But I would like to thank this church. This church, we couldn't work our program without your help. You show up at the events to just to be a friend, talk to our neighbors. You volunteer, and financially, you are our biggest supporter by far. And so we really appreciate that help. And I have two friends that would like to share, Adanelli. And Magda's going to interpret. She's in the middle. And Deanna would like to say a few words.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Mi nombre es Adanelli del Moral.
My name is Adanelli del Moral.
Yo soy de México y tengo un hijo de 7 años llamado Luis Jared.
I'm from Mexico and I have a 7-year-old son named Luis Jared.
Tenemos 2 años de radicar en este país.
Viví en el estado de Texas y actualmente vivo en Canby, Oregon.
It's been 2 years since I've been in the United States. Before I used to live in Texas and now I live in Canby, Oregon.
Conocí al grupo Puentes Entre Culturas cuando brindaban pláticas informativas del tema de inmigración a la comunidad hispana.
I came to know Bridging Cultures when they were providing information nights on immigration to the Hispanic community.
Cuando pasábamos por la incertidumbre de la llegada de ICE.
When we were going through the uncertainty of ICE showing up.
Nosotros, como indocumentados, vivimos nuestro día a día con miedo a ser arrestados y deportados por ICE.
We as undocumented live with the uncertainty day by day of being arrested or deported by ICE.
A mí, en lo personal, Puentes Entre Culturas me ayudó a obtener asistencia legal sobre inmigración cuando más lo necesitaba.
As a personal experience, Bridging Cultures helped me to obtain legal assistance when I needed it the most.
Es muy grato saber que en momentos difíciles está el grupo Puentes Entre Culturas.
It's very rewarding to know that in difficult times we can count with Bridging Cultures.
Que nos brindan esperanza y están dispuestos a apoyarnos con su solidaridad y cariño incondicional.
Who is willing to support us with their unconditional love and support.
Contar con este apoyo es algo muy valioso y tengo que reconocerlo.
Being able to count with this, on this support is something very valuable and I have to recognize it.
No me queda más que agradecer a cada uno de ustedes por apoyar a la organización.
I have nothing else to say but thank every one of you for supporting the organization.
Y hacerles saber que gracias a su apoyo logran hacer la diferencia en la vida de alguien más.
And thanks to your support, you are making a difference in someone's life.
Muchas gracias a todos los que apoyan a la organización de Puentes Entre Culturas.
Thank you everyone for supporting Bridging Cultures.
Hola, buenos días.
Good morning.
Mi nombre es Diana Aguirre.
My name is Diana Aguirre.
Llegué aquí en el 2001.
I arrived in 2001.
Y he vivido aquí desde ese tiempo.
And I have lived here since then.
Tengo tres hijos.
I have three kids.
16 años, 12 años y 3 años.
16-year-old, a 12-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Cuando llegué aquí vivía en calles Locust.
When I arrived here, I lived in Locust.
Donde conocí a unas personas que daban sándwiches.
Where I came to know people who were bringing sandwiches.
En el área. Al principio no salíamos porque teníamos miedo.
At the beginning we wouldn't come out because we were afraid.
De que unas personas llegaran a los apartamentos a dar comida.
From the people who were coming to the apartments and giving sandwiches.
Era raro ver haciendo a alguien haciendo eso.
It was very weird or strange to see someone doing this.
Y veíamos a niños blancos. Veíamos a niños anglos que salían e iban por sus sándwiches.
And we would see little kids anglo coming in and getting their sandwiches.
Y los niños le decían a los otros niños hispanos que salieran porque daban sándwiches. Gratis.
And the kids will be inviting the other Hispanic kids to come along and get a free sandwich.
Cuando empezamos a ver los eventos en el parque, no iban muchas personas.
When we started seeing the events at the park, we didn't see a lot of people attending.
Y los niños hispanos iban por la comida.
And the Hispanic kids would show up and get the food.
Y se la llevaban a sus papás.
And they would take it to their parents.
Poco a poco empezamos a ir al parque.
Little by little we started to join them at the park.
Y ahí, entre las personas que iban, conocí a mis vecinos.
And that's how I came to know some of my neighbors.
Porque no salían mucho.
Because we didn't used to come out from our apartments very much.
Desde ese tiempo acá empecé a asistir al parque porque daban el lonche. Y empecé a conocer la organización que no sabía que se llamaba Puentes.
And at that time is when I started coming and being part of the group and coming to the picnics at the park, getting to know my neighbors, and then I realized that this was an organization, but I didn't know that it was called Breaking Cultures.
Cuando empezaron a hacer la comida mexicana, me di cuenta que era un programa. Cuando ahí...
When they started making the Mexican food, it's when I realized that it was a program.
Cuando fuimos por primera vez al viaje a la playa y dieron las camisetas que decía Puentes entre Culturas.
And then when I was able to attend the field trip to the beach and they gave the t-shirts, it's when I realized that the organization's name was Bridging Cultures.
Le agradezco mucho a Puentes por haber tomado la decisión de hacer este programa.
I want to thank Bridging Cultures for taking the initiative of starting this program.
Donde nos sentimos bienvenidos y en confianza.
Where we feel that we are.
Nos proporciona un lugar donde podemos hacer nuestros eventos.
When we feel welcome and supported, and they offer a place where we can have events.
Y conocer algunos miembros más de la comunidad anglosajona y latina.
And we can get to know our neighbors, both Anglo and Hispanic.
En estos eventos nos damos cuenta que no estamos solos aquí.
And it's in these events that we realize that we are not alone.
También agradezco a la Iglesia Sion.
And I would also like to thank
que son las personas que nos apoyan económicamente y dan, si no dan su tiempo para estos eventos, que es un éxito cada día más.
For your financial support and also for your time to make sure that the events are successful.
Gracias por todo lo que hacen por nosotros.
Thank you for all that you do for us.
Gracias al señor Charlie.
And thank you to Charlie.
Y a Janet.
Y a Janet.
Por darme la oportunidad de ser voluntaria.
For giving us the opportunity to be volunteers.
Y seguir conociéndolos a ustedes.
And having the pleasure of getting to know you.
Gracias por todo.
Thank you for everything.
Y no nos dejen solos.
And don't leave us alone. Thank you.
Once again, thanks for all your help, and if you would like to know how you can help more, Steve and Bree will be at the back with cards and ways you can participate in our organization, whether it's you want to come to our events. That's an important way to fight racism in our community. If you don't realize that, how important that is, you show up at our events because there are many people that live in Canby who feel left out, who feel like nobody cares and nobody wanted. I remember when we had our ICE event. Or when in Canby that ICE come and targeted one of our businesses. We had 150, 200 of those employees show up at a meeting. We got together right away. We had support there. We had probably 12 lawyers, 12 non-profit. Quite a few people showed up to help support us at those events. We provided food, and we were there for people that really were feeling a lot of fear at that time. It just spread fear throughout all of Canby. And to have that kind of support was wonderful. To have this organization to support our friends in Canby was great. So if you'd like to get involved more in the back, like I said, Bree and Steve will be back there to take or to give you information. Thanks so much.
I'd like to begin just maybe some more sharing as we prepare for a time of prayer to give my gratitude for being back, the wonderful time that Don and Kelly and I just had in Burkina Faso in West Africa. And for their first time being in West Africa, I could not have traveled with better friends along. They did quite well, and even in those moments where there was no hope of communicating across languages, there was much communication with the heart, with the eyes, with the smiles. And so next Sunday, we will be sharing more. Keep them in your prayers. I believe that they're recovering, or at least Kelly is recovering from some bug picked up there. It got me just before we returned, and I slept a lot on the flight coming back, but I'm grateful to be back. And again, my expression of thanksgiving to Janet and our friends, our sisters who just shared from Bridging Cultures. And one of the pictures I sent back that got posted on Facebook is of me wearing the Bridging Cultures t-shirt there in the town of Oradada in Burkina Faso. I suppose that's the farthest one of those t-shirts has traveled yet. Maybe we'll have to keep track and see where else they end up and make sure we send pictures back from anywhere else in the world that any of us might travel to. What other joys or blessings or cares or concerns would we like to bring and share with each other in prayer just now? Kenny.
So on Thursday, I found out that a classmate from Heston College, Goshen College, his name is Phil Thomas, was traveling doing peace talks with people in Africa, and he was found dead in Nairobi, Kenya. So Phil Thomas, he's an adjunct professor at Goshen College for peace and justice. And so the circumstances surrounding his death have not been disclosed, but I don't think it was a heart attack.
That's so hard. Thank you for sharing that. Serenity?
Just an update on my friend Juana. Her son was not deported this last Monday, but will be deported tomorrow. They're doing 50 at a time back to Mexico. They do not know where they will go. She is visiting. That's why she's not here. She's visiting him one last time, hopefully giving him a couple outfits to bring with him. He's supposed to be calling her as soon as he can find a phone or figure out where he is. So please be praying for her. Please be praying for him. Velariano. Velaria. I forget exactly which one it is. Sorry.
For Juana and her son, Velario. Okay. Other joys or cares to share with us today? Again, just want to express my joy at hearing the wonderful music and experiencing that. That's one of the special things of this season. And again, the selection of songs and your wonderful skill and love in singing them have helped me enter into this season all the more. I'm going to lead us now in prayer, a prayer that will close with the Lord's Prayer, and however you know it or in whatever language. Vamos a terminar la oración con el Padre Nuestro, que se puede orar en cualquier idioma. And so maybe we'll hear several languages here praying the Lord's Prayer. Please join me in prayer with a few moments of silence in it too. Let's pray. As this season and the scriptures begin underway, Lord, we praise and honor you, mighty and everlasting one, for you have come to us in ways least expected by our conventional wisdom, as a babe among animals, on a cross, and from an empty tomb. And help us to await, Lord, actively with faith and purpose, your coming again in power and glory. And you come yet to us in surprising ways, as we need, not according to our merits, but according to your love. And you show your almighty power and majesty through what looks to conventional wisdom, like weakness and foolishness, and how you identified with and even took on our mortal frail state. And amidst all the activities of this season, the distractions, the obligations, the entertainments, let us never lack, Lord, for a witness of your still small voice, assuring us that so much have you loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus. And so much do you love each and every one of us here, even yet. And Lord, while this is a time of gathering and celebration and activity and busyness and beauty, Lord, we know it can be a time when memories and moments of loss, of estrangement, of unwelcomed change, can also be most intense. Be, Lord, the honored guest in all our celebrations of this season, and be, Lord, as well, our comforter and consoler, especially for any cares or concerns that we bring up to you even now, remembering, O Lord, Juana, soon to be separated from her son, Velario, by deportation. And for Velario, we pray. And for the family and friends of Phil Thomas, whose life has stopped right in the midst of his ministry. And Lord, any other cares or concerns that we carry in our hearts, hear them now in this moment of silence as we lift them to you. And thank you as well, Lord, for the blessings and the beauties of this season, such as the music this morning and the talent, all of which reflect your goodness, truth, and beauty. Thank you for the guests and friends and neighbors with us, for our partners in service and ministry, such as Bridging Cultures, and for our sisters who have shared. Thank you for them. For the worship, the fellowship, the safety, and the peace with which Don and Kelly and I were able to visit and return from among our brothers and sisters in Burkina Faso. Thank you. And guide us, Spirit of God, as we remember also the joys that with which our lives have been blessed, as we also bring prayers of gratitude to you now in this moment. And we thank you, Lord, that we are part of a church throughout all time and all the centuries, a church in heaven and a church here on earth, a church triumphant and a church suffering, a church in service and in witness, a church, Lord, in need. We are one body with that. And with that church all around the world, we pray the prayer that marks us as the disciples of one Lord with one faith and one baptism, in whose very words we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Final hymn today, number 118 in your blue hymnal. Please join us. 118.
May Jesus, our Prince of Peace, go with you from this place. You're dismissed.